AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Investigators are trying to determine the motive for the ambush shooting death of Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth. Houston Police Lieutenant Roland De Los Santos was a friend of Goforth's.
We needed a lot of healing rather than anger. And we need for the community to understand that most of us out here are here to help. We're here, or we really are out here to do good.
Goforth was shot from behind as he gassed up his patrol car Friday evening at a suburban Houston station. 30-year-old Shannon Miles has been arrested, charged with capital murder. A man in his 60s fell to his death from the upper deck behind home plate at Atlanta's Turner Field during last night's game between the Braves and the New York Yankees. Police Sergeant Greg Lyon.
The 400-level seating, the top deck, Turner Field, down to the 200-level seating, the terrace-level seating, which is the area, you know, behind, between first and third base behind home plate.
Police say the man fell in an area near where the players' wives and families sit. Security is being increased on trains in Europe after this month's attack on a high-speed train from Amsterdam to Paris. AP's Angela Charlton reports additional steps are being discussed in an emergency meeting in Paris.
Several European countries will increase identity and baggage checks on trains. They'll also be discussing other ways they can increase security, such as paying more attention to Europe-wide databases of suspicious persons, and also working with the aviation industry to learn some lessons about what they've done on passenger security.
The security officials admit there is no way to monitor each train passenger and bag without choking the heavily used Continental train system. At least 7 people are dead, more than 200 others hurt, some critically, in a fire at a sprawling residential complex housing international oil workers in Saudi Arabia. This is AP Radio News. The people of New Orleans mark the city's revival on this, the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Former President Bill Clinton telling the crowd,
I think the people that are pessimistic understate and underestimate the sheer magnitude of what has been accomplished against enormous odds.
More than 1,800 people died in the disaster, which wrecked New Orleans and many other cities and towns along the northern Gulf Coast. A record crowd of nearly 46,000 people watched the Lewis Berry, Pennsylvania Little League team's 3-2 victory yesterday over Pearl Land, Texas. The players, who come from an area about 2 hours from Williamsport, the home of Little League World Series, will play Japan in today's championship game. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.